This is just a recording, so don't worry. We can do this a few times if you want, the man with the microphone said. Okay, Mommy said. So I wanted to say, just briefly, that I have decided to no longer pursue the Ronaldses about... in regards to the shooting. I've spoken to the parents of the other victims, and we agree. Mommy's lower lip went up and down like her teeth were clicking together from being cold. She put her sleeves over her hands, and she crossed her arms and tucked her sleeve hands into her armpits. I know I've been very outspoken since the shooting committed by their son, and I've placed the blame. I blamed them for his actions and for the death of my son, Andy. Mommy did a pause, and then she took another big breath and kept talking in the microphone. I've come to realize that further pursuing them, the Ronaldses, it's not going to bring my son back. It's not going to undo the terrible thing that happened to me, our family, and the families of the other victims. Tears started rolling down Mommy's face. What my family is going through, I don't wish that on anybody. And I can now see that the Ronaldses themselves are also faced with loss. They are grieving like us. They are going through hell like us. Mommy looked over at me and did a little smile. I smiled back. I was feeling very proud of Mommy that she was saying these things. My very wise son, Zach, was the one who made me see that. Our family is going to focus on taking care of each other now, and trying to heal together, and figure out how to keep on living without Andy in our lives. Find some peace. We would like to, in the future, try to figure out ways how we can contribute to... how we can help prevent something like this from happening again. To other families. To help keep guns from ending up in the wrong hands. And to help protect our children and loved ones. That's it. That's really all I wanted to say. More tears were running down Mommy's face, and she wiped them away with her sleeve hands. Thank you, the man with the microphone said. That was good the way it was, right? We can keep it like that unless you want to do it again or something. No, Mommy said, and her voice came out very quiet. Dexter took the camera off his shoulder and stared at Mommy. Wow, he said. That was big of you, he said. Okay, Mommy said, and then she turned around and walked over to me and Daddy. Daddy touched Mommy's arm and rubbed it up and down. You all right? He asked. I'm okay, Mommy said. Freezing. I just want to go back inside with you guys and close that door behind me. What do you think? I think yes, I said, and I ran ahead and sprinted up the porch stairs. '55. Still here with you. Daddy parked our car, but he didn't turn it off right away. We just sat there. Me, Daddy, and Mommy. And no one said anything. My heart was pounding loud in my chest and my ears. I looked out the window, and in the almost dark, I saw all the rows of gravestones. And further in the back, on the right side, I saw someone standing. "Shall we?" Daddy asked, and turned off the car. And I said, "We shall." Mommy didn't say anything, but she opened her door and started to get out of the car. I picked up the flowers from the seat next to me, and Daddy opened my car door. When I got out of the car, I saw Charlie's car parked right in front of ours. I started to walk up the walkway. The ground was all hard and frozen underneath my shoes, and my breath was making white clouds in the air around me. Daddy and Mommy walked behind me, and they were going very slow. I was holding the flowers pressed against my chest, and when I got to Andy's grave, I put them down on it gently. Daddy and Mommy got to Andy's grave, too. Mommy went down on her knees and touched the flowers that I laid down for Andy. Then she took one of her gloves off and put her hand up, and her fingers touched Andy's name on the gravestone. "Hi, sweet boy," Mommy whispered. Tears ran down her face, and she let them drip down. Then she touched the ground on Andy's grave. "So cold and hard," she said, and then she put her arms around her belly and made loud crying sounds. Daddy was standing behind Mommy. He put his hands on her shoulders, and I leaned my head against Daddy's arm. We stayed like that for a long time, with Mommy on her knees crying, and Daddy holding on to her shoulders and me leaning against Daddy. After a while, I looked over to where Charlie's son's grave was, and I saw Charlie was staring over at us. He didn't move. He just stood there with his arms hanging down on his sides. From how far away I was from him, he looked like a very old and skinny man. "Can I go over now?" I asked.
"Go ahead," Daddy said.
I started to walk to where Charlie was standing when I heard Mommy's voice behind me.
"Wait, Zach."
I turned back around and Mommy was looking down at the flowers that I laid down on Andy's grave. They were all white, some with big petals and some with tiny petals that looked like a bunch of snowflakes. All the petals were hanging down and they looked sad. Mommy picked up a few of them and held them in front of her belly for a minute like she was giving them a hug.
"Here, take these with you, okay?"
Mommy said, and she gave me the flowers. I turned back around and walked over to Charlie. I looked behind me a couple times, and Mommy and Daddy were standing next to each other watching me. When I got closer to Charlie, I could see his chin was shaking a lot.
"Hi, Charlie,"
I said.
"Hi, Zach,"
Charlie said.
"We came to say goodnight to Andy, like you."
Charlie shook his head yes, very slow. "Mommy told the people from the news yesterday that she doesn't want to do any more fighting," I told Charlie. Then I remembered I was still holding the flowers and I gave them to Charlie. Charlie did a little cough and his chin was still shaking a lot.
"I saw," he said.
"I wanted to come tell that to you. And Mommy and Daddy said okay."
"Thank you, Zach,"
Charlie said.
"Mommy doesn't want to talk to you still, though."
"I understand," Charlie said, and he looked behind me to where Daddy and Mommy were standing. His face looked very sad. He pressed his lips together tight and held up the flowers a little bit to where Mommy and Daddy were standing. I took my glove off and put my hand in my pants pocket. I pulled out the angel wing charm and rubbed it a couple of times in between my fingers. Then I held it out on my hand to Charlie.
"This is for you," I told him.
Charlie took the charm and looked at it.
"What is it?"
he asked.
"It means love and protection," I said.
"It means your son is still here with you." Charlie stared at the charm in his hand for a long time, and his chin kept shaking and shaking. Then he whispered, "Thank you." And it came out so quiet I almost didn't hear it. I stayed there for a little while with Charlie, and I didn't know what else I should say, so I said, "Merry Christmas." And Charlie said, "Merry Christmas." And then I went back to Daddy and Mommy, and it was time to say goodnight to Andy.
"Can we sing our song?" I asked.
Mommy did a little smile.
"Oh, Zach, I don't think I can sing right now.
Maybe we could say the words?" And so we did that. We said the words of our song, taking turns. "Andrew Taylor, Andrew Taylor, we love you, we love you. You're our handsome buddy, and we'll love you always. Yes, we do. Yes, we do." Our breath made white clouds in front of our faces. I could feel the coldness from the ground come through my shoes, and I stopped my feet a little to make them warmer. My fingers felt cold, too, so I blew air in my gloves.
"Here, let me," Mommy said.
She went down on her knees in front of me and blew her warm breath in my gloves, and my fingers started to feel warmer. I looked at Mommy's face, and she looked cold, too. Her nose was red, and she had goosebumps on her cheeks. Her face looked really tired and sad. I put my arms around her and gave her a hug, and we stayed like that for a while on top of Andy's grave, hugging, with Mommy on her knees.
"Should we say goodnight now?" Daddy asked in a quiet voice.
Me and Mommy stopped hugging. Mommy looked at Andy's gravestone and started crying again.
"Good night, sweet boy,"
Mommy whispered.
"Good night, Andy,"
I said.
"Good night,"
Daddy said.
Mommy stood up and we looked at Andy's grave for a minute longer. And then we turned around and walked back down the walkway to our car with me in the middle. Me, Daddy, and Mommy.
This is Kivligan de Montebello. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Only Child by Rhiannon Navin. This program was directed by Charles de Montebello. Executive producer, Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2018 by Mom of Three LLC. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.